It is 8:15. Michael Jones taking a bit of a break from answering phones out there, getting two of our supporters in to talk cinema for a little bit, as we normally do. Good morning.
Good morning. If you are trying to call in and make your donation to 2SER, could you just hold off for about 5 minutes? I'll be right back out there. Look, I've got two duds to talk to you about today.
Fantastic.
Major disappointments. First one, Home Again, a supposed romantic comedy. This one starring Reese Witherspoon, Pico Alexander, Nat Wolff, John Rudd, Nitsky, and Michael Sheen. It's written and directed by someone called Hallie Michaels Shire. It's about recently separated mother Alice. She lives in Los Angeles and she takes in three young male filmmakers into her guest house at her place. That's Harry, Teddy, and George, played by the aforementioned actors I just mentioned. She takes them in to live in the guest house after a night of drunkenness. She bumps into them in a bar and then, encouraged by her mother, played by Candace Bergen, come and live in my guest house and you can get your films made. Anyway, apparently she gets charmed by the cutest one. Of course, her estranged husband, Austin, played by Michael Sheen, doesn't like the new arrangement one bit with these three young men living in sort of ex-wife's house and two daughters. So he comes home to win her back. I'm usually open-minded about every film I go into, and Reese Witherspoon usually makes good decisions. But when a character starts getting all goo-goo-eyed at the least interesting one of the three young filmmakers, my mind kind of snaps shut. This film is disappointingly safe and predictable. You won't need Google Maps to find your way to this house. When young filmmaker number three, George, is the most likable, charming, and funny part of the movie, you can bet the house on Home Again being a turkey. Not so much Home Again as Sorry, Not at This Address. Moving on to another disappointment, The Snowman. Yes, I hate to disappoint you. I know you've been reading.
I've deliberately started reading the entire back catalogue of these books to get ready for it.
Joe Nesbø's books.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one's got Michael Fassbender in it, Rebecca Ferguson, Charlotte Gainsbourg, a corpse-like looking Val Kilmer, Chloe Sevigny, and Jonas Carlsson. It's directed by Thomas Alfredson. This film will send a chill up your spine for all the wrong reasons. This is Norwegian noir. Someone is going around beheading women and telling Detective Harry Hole, played by Michael Fassbender, of Oslo's major crime squad all about it. But he's not telling him too much because he doesn't want to get caught until the final act of the film, obviously. What a disappointment this film was. Complete waste of a great cast. But then again, maybe they should have cast a few Norwegians.
Maybe one or two.
It is filmed in Oslo and Bergen. And
wow.
There are some people in this cast with Scandinavian ancestry. But anyway, look, this film just plods along and at times it's really confusing and it's hardly the thriller that it purports to be. Viewers who haven't read the novel may well be confused for a while. And it's kind of odd because this novel, The Snowman, is actually the second last in the series of the Harry Hole books.
It is.
So many of these characters are well established and viewers new to Harry Hole might know
why
people are significant to him. But then all of the loose ends in this story are tied up way too quickly, and which kind of sucks all the mystery and tension and thriller from this thriller. So it was kind of really disappointing. Yeah, this is a real lukewarm hash of a movie, and it probably would have been better served as like a six-part TV series on some sort of streaming service, if you ask me. Norway looks suitably chilly, but The Snowman will just leave you cold.
I am so disappointed to hear that. But I'm going to keep reading the books because they are great. So there you go. Read the Joe Nesbø books instead of getting too excited about going and seeing The Snowman. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.